anyone who wants to know about what's going on in KBOO. So first, I'm going to start off with an interview with KBOO's interim program director, Asia Hawthorne. And she and I got on the Zoom today and talked about special programming that we have coming up over the next few months and how our volunteer programmers can get involved. So Asia, we have some special programming coming up in February and March, and that's what you are here to talk to us about. So Asia, tell us what's coming up.
We're doing a bunch of special programming, lots of music marathons and various themes. First coming up, we got African American and Black History Month for next month. Every Tuesday of February between 7 and 8, Public Affairs Department is putting together special content. All right, so on February 12th, KBOO will be simulcasting with WRHU Hofstra University in celebration of World Radio Day and in dedication to our late engineer volunteer, Mark Wiener. Those of you that don't know Mark, he was a really big pillar in our engineering department. So we're really honored that they invited us to be a part of this. For the first half of the simulcast, they're going to interview a volunteer about working with Mark and all the things that he's done over here at KBOO. And then the second half of the simulcast, they're going to interview a volunteer about KBOO and the community. And we're going to drop in some clips made by volunteers and programmers to showcase Portland. The theme for their World Radio Day is going to be Passport Radio. So if you guys are interested in submitting a clip, please reach out to program@kboo.org. Slots are limited, so please reach out.
So just real quick, what kind of clips should, what is like the topic or what kind of things are you looking for in a clip?
Yeah, so it's actually pretty open-ended. It's kind of like those 3 to 5 minutes are a canvas. It can be music, it can be about culture, public affairs. They just want to hear the voices and sounds of Portland. So whatever Portland sounds like to you, maybe start out by introducing yourself and your program and then kind of just take it away from there. It can be, it's really a way for the for our worlds to connect and keeping each other informed at the hyper-local level. Whatever feels right to you.
Cool. So this is open to current KBOO volunteers. So if you have sounds of what you think Portland sound like, maybe that's, you're saying music, maybe it could be a quick little interview, maybe it's a person on the street sort of thing. If you have sounds for Portland. And again, this is for a simulcast that is happening with Hofstra University, which is on the East Coast. So yeah, it'll be interesting to have some of their stuff on our airwaves and our stuff on their airwaves. We're crossing the nation. So what else you got coming up for the special programming?
Okay, and then in March, we have International Women's Day on March 8th. We haven't blocked out time yet because we're really open to whether the programmers scheduled that day want to work within that day's framework. Or we're also waiting for people to step forward that want to come in and we'll block out time for them. So the time hasn't been set, but if you're interested in putting together something for International Women's Day, it's a gender-inclusive programming, and it's really open-ended as well. Just talk to me or Tammy about what you want to do, and we'll get you plugged in.
Okay, so it sounds like that's coming up. So if anybody's got ideas, get that over to asia@program@kboo.org or to Tammy at public affairs at kboo.org. That's open again to all of our volunteer programmers.
Yeah, and then for the marathons, we're doing a metal marathon on March 3rd, and it goes into the morning. It's going to be from 10 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. on March 4th. That's really exciting. And
it's so metal.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be intense. After that, 2 weeks after that, on March 17th to the 18th, same time frame, 10 to 5:30 a.m., Life During Wartime is doing a marathon. Also going to be really exciting.
Nice.
And we have Grateful Dead and Friends and Bluegrass, or Bluegrass Music from the True Vines is doing a Bluegrass marathon. That'll be 9 to 3 on March 13th. And then for our spring drive, we're going to be kicking that off with a Grateful Dead and Friends marathon. That's going to be from 12 noon to 7 on, what is it? Did you say April 3rd?
Yes, April 3rd.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. You know, I always think, hey, 7 hours, maybe finally Grateful Dead, we can get through one whole Grateful Dead song because now I have 7 hours to do it.
And yeah, if other collectives listening to this are interested in putting together a marathon of their own, please reach out. There's a lot of opportunity coming up in the spring drive. So
if you are somebody who gets our regular KBOO newsletter, then you probably saw a listing of all of these special programs that are coming up in February and March. They're so special. We've even given it a name called Special Programming just for you, because we wanted to make sure that everyone has programming that helps them feel, I don't know, a little bit special during this time when everyone is going through some stuff in life. Let's put it that way. We really appreciate all of our listeners. So go ahead, check out our website at kboo.fm for all that special programming. And we'll be adding more special programming over the next few months, because that's what we like to do. We like making fun special radio. Speaking of special programming in the next few months, so we talked about Grateful Dead and Friends. That'll be in April. And then, Asia, do you have any other things scheduled out, you know, forward of April or so?
Yeah, we do. So we have Earth Day and Climate Crisis focused content for April 22nd. So giving you guys a heads up if you want to produce within that time, in that framework, whether or not you're scheduled that day, please let us know. And then on May 26th, we're doing Youth Day. So that's going to be really centered around just our local young people and what are pressing issues to that generation. I think the Youth Collective will probably have a lot of assistance in that. And then for May, we're hoping to do Asian Pacific American Heritage Month. We're looking for people that want to help us construct that day because it's really early in conception. So if you have ideas you want to contribute, please reach out.
Also sounds like got a lot of stuff coming up and a lot of opportunities for volunteer programmers in being part of that special programming. And so if you are a volunteer programmer who wants to do something around any of those kind of special days or themes, Asia, it sounds like everyone just needs to reach out to you. Again, Asia's program at kboo.org and Tammy is public affairs at kboo.org. Well, looking forward to seeing, or not seeing, listening to all that special programming coming up. Is there anything else you want to announce, Asia, while we got you here on News from the Boo?
Yeah, yet again, if you receive our newsletter, then you know about the classes. And I'm sure you noticed that in the January newsletter, it was pretty loaded. We're hoping to continually keep that up and have a lot of resources and training. That's one of our goals this year. So keep an eye out for more classes.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just also going to put a plug in when it comes to classes. If you are someone who is a volunteer who would like to teach a class, you know, where all our classes are online and remote right now. So people can pretty much teach from anywhere. So if you are someone who maybe is a previous KBOO teacher, or maybe, you know, you're really good at digital editing, or you feel like, oh, yeah, I could teach this KBOO class. We're always looking to train the trainers. So take a look at any of those classes we have at KBOO and check your email to see the classes we got coming up. And if you're someone who's interested in maybe teaching class or becoming a trainer at KBOO, go on to our website at kboo.fm/trainings, and you can see the full list of like all the classes that we do offer. And yeah, we're always looking for volunteers to teach other volunteers, because that is our goal at KBOO, is for the community to support one another. And so if you're interested in becoming a teacher, let Asia know, or if it's a non-programming class, you know, you can always let our volunteer coordinator know. And so Asia's program again, kboo.org, and our volunteer coordinator is volunteer@kboo.org.
Yeah, and we were doing a while early in the pandemic, we were doing KBOO show and tells. So if it wasn't like within the courses that we normally hold, but you had a skill, maybe tips or tricks about, maybe you just want to show people your equipment or how you are producing your show from home. But I really would like to get that back up again. So if you're interested in sharing your, you know, with the community, please again, reach out to program@kboo.org and we can organize a show and tell session. The first one we did was with Barbara Bernstein of Locus Focus, and it was really fun, and it was really nice to see everyone's faces, really a laxed kind of work group where we talked about all what all our processes and learning from one another. So please let me know if you're interested in doing a show and tell as well.
Yeah, we should totally schedule a show and tell for everyone, because it'd be really interesting to kind of see how people maybe have improved or changed their setups since the beginning of the pandemic. Now that, you know, the station's been closed for like 10 months now. It's kind of amazing to think about. And yeah, maybe people have more tips to give now that everyone's been doing it for a bit, hopefully not for too much longer. But nonetheless, we enjoy everybody's recording coming from home, and we might as well help each other out. So yeah, I'm down with the show and tell, Asia.
Awesome.
And then I always like to give reminders on News from the Booth. We're leading up to our all-programmer meeting. We have our spring all-programmer meeting coming up. Just a reminder to volunteer programmers that that is one of your required meetings that you attend for the year. Asia, what are the dates for the all-programmer meeting?
Yes, so Wednesday, March 3rd at 10 a.m., Thursday, March 4th at 6:30 p.m., and again, Friday, March 5th, also at 6:30 p.m., and then Saturday, March 6th at 10 a.m. So we have four dates there provided, and so it can work with your schedule.
And how do people attend that?
The link should be in the All Programmer email, and I'm going to keep reminding people with the link in the coming All Programmer emails. It'll definitely be in the March one, which you'll get right before the meeting. So you can just click that and join.
Cool. And so if you aren't getting your All Programmer emails, by the way, from anybody, make sure you let Asia know, because that's where all those important links for all the Zoom meetings and classes and updates are happening, especially while we're in COVID and we're not able to give you updates in station like we often do on our bulletin boards. Really important to make sure that you have your updated email address and that you are checking your All Programmer newsletters. All right, anything else?
I guess for classes, this coming Friday, the 29th, I believe at 5 p.m., yes, we're doing our very first Introduction to Audio Editing class.
Nice.
So it's very exciting. I'm a little nervous because it's going to be interesting teaching such a hands-on class remotely. We're going to see how it goes, and we'll improve from there.
You know, that's COVID life. You just got to try something and see what works. And so that sounds exciting. Yeah, digital editing. All right. Well, thank you so much, Asia, for joining us today here on News from the Booth and letting us know what's going on in programming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Asia Hawthorne, KBOO's Interim Program Director. Again, if you got any questions for Asia, or if you're interested in maybe even becoming a programmer, send her an email at program@kboo.org. We got just a couple minutes left here, so just want to do a quick announcement that KBOO is hiring for a development director. Applications are due February 24th, and so if you are interested or maybe know somebody who would be interested in applying for this full-time position at KBOO, just go to our website at kboo.fm/employment for a full job description. Well, that's all the news I got today for News from the Booth. News from the Booth airs every Wednesday at 5:45 p.m. right after the news, with all the news you need to know about KBOO Community Radio. So I will talk to you again next Wednesday. Thanks for tuning in.
listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, also heard at translator K220HR Hood River at 91.9 FM, and translator K282BH in Philadelphia.